Saratoga County is the fastest growing in New York. Its unemployment rate is below the national average. Median household income and home building are up. The county has stayed above the fray as much of upstate New York is losing population. At the forum organized by Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership, local business leaders offered their ideas for what makes the county successful and how to keep growth sustainable. Over the decades, the county has transformed from a largely rural one, with a vital summer tourism season, to a home for a large high-tech economy and fast-growing suburbs. Marnie Vonoggs, president of the SCPP, said one crucial key to the county's economic success in recent years is diversification.
If you looked at just hospitality and horse racing, that's a huge thing. But when you add in Global Foundries, that's 3,000 employees. That has a huge impact. And 3,000 employees with an average salary between $90,000 and $100,000 a year, that's enormous economic impact. If we can leverage that investment, I think we can have even more fruitful things happen in the economy.
Chip manufacturer Global Foundries recently announced its new CEO as Dr. Tom Caulfield, who for the last several years has served as vice president and general manager of the company's Fab 8 facility in Malta. But the place where the plant is located, the Luther Forest Technology Campus, aside from Global Foundries, remains largely empty. Charles Waite, chairman and CEO of the Adirondack Trust Company, one of the county's largest banks, said more investment would be needed at the Malta Tech Park to attract more high-tech companies, including increased supply of natural gas and a new electric substation to provide power.
Substation that is there now is adequate for the industry that's there, but if we want to create more industry and more jobs in this county, we need to get power and gas.
Waite judges the region's economy through the numbers seen at Adirondack Trust Company. For example, last year, deposits from customers were up 8% over the year before, while loans were up 5%. So far this year, deposits are up 6%. Waite said money is no longer just changing hands seasonally.
Now there are three spikes. August is still a spike, but the tax collection periods in the spring and the fall are also, and that's a great indicator of a well-rounded, growing economy that's balanced.
But Saratoga County, home to large suburban areas, also has a large percentage of its residents commuting to neighboring counties. County Administrator Spencer Helwig says officials should continue to look for ways to keep the workforce local.
The 65,000 residents that commute outside the county, we'd like to find a way to get them, you know, back into the county, because clearly there are employers within the county that are looking for new bodies.
Reporting from Clifton Park for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.